This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I be rolling with you, mommy. I be feeling the motion. When I'm inside you, I be deep as the ocean. When it comes to your love, can't lie. It be strong as a potion. That's why me and you forever be coasting. Let's roll. Co-pilot on the passenger side. Be so fly. Yeah. She so lit. We so high. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Co-pilot.
Yo, 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 what up, y'all? Welcome to another one, man. This is your boy, Rob One, and this is Sparking Conversation. And y'all know what I do each and every week. I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. But tonight, not so much so. You know, tonight, I did have a guest scheduled on, but the guest had something going on, so they couldn't make it, which is a part of it. I know I talk about this often whenever you have these platforms. You know, regardless of how it works out, you got to keep pushing, man. You got to keep going. You cannot let anything stop you from your purpose, and you can't let anything stop you from moving forward. That's why throughout the week between every show, I do a whole bunch of research, and I do a whole bunch of listening, and I do a whole bunch of trying to figure things out, because if nothing else, I want my platform to be a platform that gives the information out to the people. You know, because I understand that everybody don't consume information the same way. And I also understand that there's certain people in my community who only pay attention to certain type of news, right? Because the entertainment or the entertaining thing is the thing that gets everybody wrapped in, right? But very seldom do people get the information that they need to know from a different perspective. Like, come on, yo, let's look at things from a different perspective. But before we get into anything that I want to talk about this week, because it's a lot to talk about in this week, we got to do what we do every week, which is give thanks. Give thanks to all the people that download the audio version of this platform. Thank y'all so much. I'm going to make sure every week I say the same thing, no matter how big this platform gets, because it's going to be huge. I want y'all to remember, Sparking Conversation is a worldwide, national, international brand, and it's coming, right? And it's already going that way. It's a lot of, you know what I'm saying, great guests that are lined up, you know what I mean? And even if the guests don't make it on, the fact that they even agreed to be on the platform is amazing. So it's a lot of great guests that's set to keep, that's to come on the platform. It's so much to be thankful for, too. You know, for having a platform, for having a voice that people even listen to. That's amazing. Because look, let me be honest with y'all, man. It's a lot of people that do a lot of things. It's a lot of people that do this right here. They do this platform thing. They do the podcast thing, right? But at the end of the day, you know, I also see a lot of people who start doing it and then they stop, right? Because one thing about it is that in this whole content creation thing, right, everybody waiting for that one viral moment, right? That one viral moment that could change their life. That one viral moment that could bring them in a little bag and they can keep getting the bag off of it, right? But very seldom do people work up to that point, right? You know, people will give up. if it ain't really what it is popping off soon as they get out there, or if, you know, I've seen this a lot too, coming from people who do certain things where they might put funny things up online or whatever, or different things, maybe just pictures or whatever, and those things go crazy. And then when they get into this content creation thing, they find out, like, I ain't getting as many views, or I ain't getting the shares or the comments. And I'm thankful. I'll be completely honest with y'all. I'm not about to sit up here and pop no shit about none of that. I am thankful for all the views that I get, all the likes I get, all the comments, all the shit. I'm thankful because on each and every platform, I mean, all the ones that I'm on, right? So I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, or X, sorry. I'm on Fanbase, I'm on Instagram, I'm on LinkedIn, right? And in all of these, because these are the five major platforms. Everything else is cool. You can have it or not. I'm on TikTok too, right? I guess TikTok will be the sixth. Well, TikTok used to be really up there, but right now they only got a few more weeks or so, or at least another 30 days or so before they got to figure out what they're going to do. Or they're not even going to be back around. They got the pause button on their ass earlier. But, you know, in January, but now, you know, they've been out, they've been back out. So we're going to see what's going on with them in ByteDance. But Trump not playing with China at all. So, listen, TikTok might be there or it might not. But I'm on there too. And on every platform, right, there are comments, there are likes, there are shares, and there are views. And I'm thankful, right, because I understand what it takes for a person to even want to make a comment. Now, it takes a lot for people to comment. And I don't know why, but it does. Because on most of the platforms, you can just comment with an emoji. Like, you don't necessarily have to type out words or whatever. If you agree, disagree, or whatever you want to feel, there's an emoji for it. You can at least do that. So all the people that take time to do all that, thank y'all, man. I'm going to be honest with y'all, man. All right, shout out to all the sponsors. Y'all know the vibe, man. We got corn. Let me pull them out. Because I want to make sure. That we represent correctly. So, for all the people that's been asking about second round, I'm telling y'all. Look, all I'm going to say is that I have a link in the description. I want y'all to click that link. I want y'all to go to the description, and I want y'all to read all the things that this helps with, right? For men and women, too. I want you to go there, and I want y'all to look at this. And then for all my fellas, I want y'all to understand there's a way to get back in the game if you have been out, if you've been slacking a little bit. It's all love. It's a way to get back in the game. Second round, y'all. Second round. So I want y'all to go to the website. Click on the link. The link will be in the description. Y'all click on it. Y'all go to the website, read the description, and then get, you know, cop a little shot for yourself. And then holler at me. That's all I'm saying. We're going to have the comments wide open tonight, too, because it's a lot to talk about. And everybody that's watching tonight, I want y'all to get in the comments. Let's have a conversation, okay? Let's really talk about things tonight, right? All right, bet. So shout out to them. Shout out to, you know, Collective Wear, Sparking Conversation. Merch is available for all y'all that want to support the platform. Y'all want to support the platform, y'all know what to do. I got the link in the description too. You guys can click the link in the description. You can get to the merch tab and look, y'all can support, and I can send y'all out joints. Y'all been seeing, I've been rocking different colors every week, and you know, we can put it together. Just let me know what you like, and we'll get it to you all, right? All right, thank y'all for that. Shout out to Java Burn. Make sure y'all click on that. Shout out to all of you guys that's out here that's doing a platform of whatever. You know what I mean? If you want to get the audio version of that platform out to the people, then look, RSS feed. I got that for y'all too. The link will also be in the description. Click on that link. Get started today. Get started for free. No excuse. All right. So, comments are wide open. I want to make sure I put that out there so all my people that's watching right now, y'all know what to do. Let's jump in the comments. Let's have a conversation. And people, as they come in, I'm going to make sure I remind them, like, let's talk. Let's talk this evening. All right, so I want to say something too, because I grew up, depending on who I was living with, let me be honest with y'all, because where I'm from in New Jersey, yo, family was really important. And because I say that now, because I understand how much so now, there's a lot of people that are void of their family. It's either certain members of their family or whatever who, you know, they don't get along, they don't talk, they're not as close as they used to be, and all that other stuff. And with the state of the world and the way that things are talking right now, it almost puts you in a place where you want to. If nothing else, you want to have peace, right? Because the way the world is set up to have people in discord, separated, or everybody against each other, people picking sides, left, right, you know, up, whatever. You know, it's too much division going on in the world. And so with that being said, sometimes, you know, you just want peace. You just want inner peace and you want outer peace. You want peace around you. You want to be around people that promote peace, right? You want to be around people who give you that peace, not people who always want to find something wrong or people who want to blame you for everything. This is not what you want, because there's not a person that don't do nothing wrong or can't be blamed for something. The bottom line is that what people do is they rather choose that energy over a peaceful energy. Because for some reason, we have gotten to the point where we think that confronting people on everything that we feel makes us be real or something like that. That's the corniest shit ever. Like, what's real is paying attention to your atmosphere, right? Creating an atmosphere that is conducive to the way that you want to live. That's the most important. You know what I mean? Your house should be your serenity, right? Your car should be your serenity. Your whatever your purpose is should be your serenity, right? Like, all these different things that make you you should be your serenity. You should not have to count steps, eggshell it, all these other things that we could use for reasons why people don't feel peace in the places that they consider theirs, which leads me to a lot going on. Now, we know that the Department of Government Efficiency been finding all this fraud and all this misspending that's been going out there in the government. The government is proposing giving some money back to the people in a dividend, not a stimulus, not a, okay, I'm going to give you this now, but we're going to take this back out of your taxes for next year. Because remember, the last 8 years that we had, well, no, let's just put it to you like this. The last administration, right, last 4 years, you know, them stimulus checks that went out, oh, you gave that back in the taxes when you filed them the following year. It wasn't like they gave you that money to jumpstart you. They gave you that money to keep the economy going. And then as soon as the economy got going and people was able to work, figure out hybrid and work from home schedules so companies could still roll and move, and they allow restaurants who normally have dine-in, they could do delivery and all this other shit. So then it put people back in the swing of things, sort of. To the point where money started coming back in. And guess what they did? On your taxes the following year, they took that shit right back. So whatever your income tax was going to be, they took it back. And if you wound up owing, you was going to owe that too. So they didn't really do nothing for us. And so now the way that the administration is set up, they're saying, yo, we're going to take 20%. We're going to give it back to all the taxpaying people in America. So all the taxpayers, so even in your house, if you guys are married or whatever, it don't matter. If you guys are married, you know, and y'all filed together, then nah, y'all only getting $5,000 if they balance it out to $5,000. It might even be more than $5,000 because they still investigating other places that is part of the payment system. So when they figure all that out, they probably going to find out it's more money. So they may be giving out more money in a dividend. But either way it go, for every adult in a house, if you're a taxpaying citizen, you're going to get that paper. And it's a dividend, which means that it was money that should have never been taken from you in the first place. So the people that are upset and screaming and yelling at Elon and all this other dumb shit, I don't understand you. I don't understand how anybody that is a taxpaying citizen is upset with anything that Elon got going on. I really don't. And then everybody keep blaming him like he not getting orders from somewhere else. The goal is that 70-something million people, you got to think about this, y'all. most of the country voted for this person. So most of the, he won all of the joints. He won the popular, he won the swing, he won the electoral, all, he just swept the joint. So that means the majority of the people out here voted for him to come in here and do this. Now I know y'all didn't feel like he was going to do this as fast, but in spite of that, when the dividend do come and all these other things that is supposed to come, and it's not about the money. I'm just talking to y'all about the way that we should be organized. Check this out. To be honest with you, income taxes is unconstitutional. If people really want to get down to it, it's unconstitutional to even have an income tax for the people that work in the United States to even have to pay an income tax. Because what happened? We don't only pay a federal income tax. We pay a state income tax, too, depending on what state you live in. And the states are just as corrupt as the federal government. So I hope that we all can pay attention to this instead of being upset. If all the people in certain states that got a state income tax will get together, then they will understand. Look, they only got 100 and something days to go through the federal government and get that knocked out with DOGE, that the way that it's set up. But is there any other way that DOGE can be hired to come down here and do the same audit for the states? Is there any way that we could get the federal government to sign off on the state level as well, that has state income tax that get taken out of people's check, to be audited as well too? Because these states be ripping people off every day too. Think about it. All right, so the governor of Florida, we're not even going to get to California yet, Florida, he is proposing to get rid of property taxes. Now, let me tell you all how fly that is, because look, there are a lot of people right now whose homes are in foreclosure and land and all these other things been seized because of property taxes, not because they didn't pay off the land. They paid off the land, or they paid off the property, or they paid off the asset, whatever you want to look at it. Right. And all of a sudden, every year, just to have what you pay for, you got to pay the government to allow you to keep what you already pay for. That's foul. So when I say the divide and conquer thing really worked, because think about how much we don't work together, because we let race and, you know, height, age, whatever we use as vices to be against each other, we allow that shit to be the reason why we don't come together. Because imagine if all of us were screaming like, yo, y'all wilding, why y'all taking it? Why would y'all even do that? That don't even make sense. Then they say, oh, we use the property taxes in order to pay for your local, you know, civil servants. So your police officers, your fire department. Well, then what's the funding that y'all get from the government? Because that is supposed to be funding that come from the states, that come from the other taxes that we already given. So we given federal taxes. That's supposed to be how the states get funded by the federal, right? Because, look, we know that. Most of us pay attention to enough of civics or social studies and all of these other things to know that. And then let's just take it a step further. Look, we got the governor of Missouri, I think it is. Yo, she's saying, yo, I don't want to hear nothing that y'all saying. We're going to allow men to play in women's sports over here, because that's what we're going to do. Now, Trump told her to her face, you know, fam told her to her face, like, yo, you better comply. If you don't, you guys are not getting any federal funding for the state. There's people in your state that need these things. He said your state is mostly liberal, and he said it's all love, but most of them voted for me. I won the state. So obviously they want me to come in here and do this. You are saying that you're not going to comply. All right, bet. Y'all not getting no money. So whatever you're going to do for your people, you better make sure you do it. Since you're telling me you're not going to allow, you're going to allow men to play in women's sports, all right, bet. Then y'all going to have to take care of your state. Don't go and call asking us for nothing. And so now she talking about, well, we'll see you in court. I bet. Now he going to go to the one person you're going to threaten court with, the one person that's been going to court for the last 4 years and ain't got it. You talking to him? Like, you bugging. Like, I don't know. All I know is that there are people out here who are in need. Right? So Jasmine Crockett is out here for the Democratic Party screaming and yelling about the dividends that's coming back to the people, saying that the people ain't, what y'all going, I don't see how 5,000 is going to really help anybody. Are you crazy? They said every taxpayer. So, yeah, we know there's a lot of households where there may not be two people in the home that, you know, two adults in the home, right? We know that. It's a lot of that going on. We get that. And we understand that for most of you women, y'all say that's by choice that y'all ain't got nobody in the house with y'all. So that's on y'all. But either way it go, for the people that do got some sense to understand how to work together, then each person in that house that go to work, that work a 9-to-5, that got a W-2, guess what they going to get? And, you know, even the people who get 1099s. Guess what they're going to get? They're going to get that $5,000. And that means that it might be $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 coming to a crib that's just there. Now, can you imagine what that is for investment? Can you imagine if people take to get that $5,000 and they take at least half of that and put that into a stock, a crypto? If they put that into, I mean, think about that, right? I mean, everything is going digital. The blockchain is what everything is going to be on. They're creating systems right now where you could do borrowing and all of those different things on the blockchain right now, where you guys can do real estate and everything else on the blockchain, where a person will never be able to miss a payment because they're going to use crypto in order for it to be there. They got to just have a certain amount of crypto. And the way that the crypto go up and down, the way the market spikes, certain people's crypto, as long as they hold on to it, it's going to continue to go up. And if it continues to go up, that means that every contract that you got out there, whether it's a mortgage payment, whether it's rent, it's gonna get paid. There's no more such thing as my payments are late, or you know, I got a tenant here who ain't paid rent, or they ain't paid none. That ain't gonna happen, because you're gonna have to use cryptocurrency in order for you to do that. And depending on what blockchain it's set up, and then I know a lot of people are saying, "Yo, why?" But that's what they want. They want us on that digital currency. Why? So they can control what we got going on. Nah, they gonna control all of y'all that gotta be on whatever the government's digital currency is. They ain't gonna control everybody. Not the people who are jumping in it right now. Not the people who are learning about it. Not the people who are understanding about wallets and crypto keys and all this other stuff. People that are understanding about it, that's learning it, that's trying to get ahead of the curve, they not gonna be able to control their money. Right? Because they won't need the USDC if that's the one that they use. They won't need whoever, China's BRICS. They won't need their joint in order to do it, because they'll have cryptocurrency and all of it that they can transfer it to whatever cryptocurrency they want to use and be able to spend it. They don't have to be in China to be able to use the BRICS joint. They don't have to be in the US to use USDC. They don't have to, y'all. They can just take some other crypto, exchange it for another one, and then use that. Like, yo, listen, they're not going to be able to shut their shit off. They're going to be able to shut other people's stuff off if all you got is the currency that it goes into, and you got to get your currency for the government. So, yeah, if they don't like you, I don't know. I'm just saying. They saying they're not going to do that, but come on, y'all. Giving somebody that much control over it where they could push a button and just turn your joint off? Come on, y'all. So a lot of people who are not into it, the only digital currency they're going to have is whatever the digital currency is going to be that's going to replace the monetary system. And then that, oh, yeah, if you think about it, if you get the wrong person in power, you get the wrong person in power who don't got no regard for the people. All they are is just dictators in that mindset. What you think going to happen if you don't comply to certain things? You can cross the street wrong and they're going to take your money or take some money off you. There won't be nothing you can do, because a lot of you guys are not paying attention to it now. Because for some reason, you know, like I said, you rather be in a space where you think it ain't going to happen. Well, a lot of people, they are into religion to the point where they keep saying that God is in control. But God is in control. But he also was telling us that my people will perish from the lack of knowledge. Why y'all not learning shit? That's what I'm saying. Learn it. You can't be saying you waiting on God and you waiting on Jesus to come and all this other stuff, and God going to protect you and he going to keep you doing everything else. And he telling you, yeah, you can, but I'm allowing people to give you the information right now so you can already be able to take care of yourself. But I don't know. I got a comment already. Let's see what's going on. The Roe Show. Double salute to the Roe Show, because they always show up for your boy. I think we're seeing a war between critical thinkers and emotional outlashes. They can't understand our logic, and we can't understand what they're outraged about, because they claim anti-establishment, which is true. But the point, but the thing that I'm getting from it though, the real show is that everybody wants a villain, right? Because if everybody that's a Democrat right now will understand that all the things that y'all talking about did not work. The majority of the people do not agree with you. So if you will understand that, right? If they would just understand that premise alone, then they could do the necessary changes that they need to reform the party. We should not only be in a two-party system anyway, right? But we've allowed ourselves to be divided in two, right? Ever since slavery and racism in this country has been the main separators and dividers have been black and white people, which white people are not even white. And most of the people that they call black are not even black, right? But we just going to take those monikers because that's the ones that they give us. But ever since, that has been the main backbone. Because you got to think about it. In America, I got other things to talk about, so I'm going to move forward in a minute. But think about this. In America, there's not even in America, in the world, there's only one group of people that we know in any particular modern time that helped develop a country that had to do it for free has been us. Now, I don't want to hear all that about, you know, people want to talk about anti-Semitism. If you act like the Holocaust wasn't the worst thing in the world, I don't understand. I'm not saying the Holocaust was terrible, but that's not the worst thing that happened to a group of people. The thing that happened in the transatlantic slave trade and all these other things, which, by the way, I have a certain theory about that, but let's just say for the sake of argument about the transatlantic slave, the slave trade, you know, for all those things that happened to people, all the things that happened to the people that were here already before the Spaniards and all these other Europeans came here and did what they did, right? Just think about all the things, all the separation, all the rape, all the just everything that the brutality that took place for the people that lived here. And they had to do all this while working for free, receiving scraps. Putting ourselves in a position where now we have a delicacy or we have certain households throughout the South and everywhere else that, you know, chitlins and hog maws and all these other things are part of people's dinner spreads and part of their Thanksgiving dinners and all these other things, Christmas dinners. They eat all these things that were the scraps to the people that they used to work for free and they had to eat. And they passed these things down throughout generations of people. And now you have so many people out here who act like that's just what is a part of them. I was just raised on it. This is what I'm, and all this other shit, not understanding that the mentality is still being transferred just by eating those foods, no matter how good it tastes or how good somebody can make shit taste. That's the number one thing about all the things that we face in the world. Look how good people make shit taste. Look how good chitlins have been passed around in the form of information. Think about that. Chitlins ain't nothing but a pig's intestine where they shit out of, and people have learned how to take the shit and turn it into a delicacy. Think about that, y'all. That's some weird shit. And so all the people that are mad right now about what's going on in the federal government, the reforms, the money that's being found, all of the wars that's being, talked through and calmed down and all that other shit, everybody mad about that. I don't get it. I don't get it. That should not matter what side you voted for. It don't matter if you voted for Kamala or if you did not. You voted for Fan. It don't matter. Either way, that should not matter to you right now. It's over. Right? Just like people did not want it to matter last election. You don't want it to matter. The point is, though, while it's here, what are y'all going to do? Like, what we doing out here, yo? For real. Like, what we doing? We going to sit around here and continue to go in our same everyday mundane cycle and act like we don't need to have this opportunity right now to change our shit up? You crazy. Right? Because all the stuff that's happening out there, I mean, you got to think about it, all of it. Look at the airlines. Look at the planes falling out the sky. Now, for most of the people, they're saying that something is coming catastrophic that's imminent, right? We don't know if the planes falling out the sky was based on certain tests that they were running, right? Let's just say, for the sake of conversation, that EMPs are being used, electromagnetic pulses, right? Let's just say that those things are being used and they're being tested. And how they're being tested, they have to test things in real time. And what if people on planes and planes have been sacrificed? But it seems to only keep happening to the same airline, right? I don't know. But let's just say, for the sake of just, you know, having a conversation, that EMPs are being used, right? We try to figure it out. What if a lot of things that people are trying to predict right now that may be coming, or things that people are saying is going to happen, is only things that's going to happen on purpose, right? So, you know, we understand it because there's no natural reason for these things to happen. Now, Zelensky out there in Ukraine is saying, yo, he mad because people ain't inviting him to the table to sit down and discuss all of this peace between the war with Russia and Ukraine. But then all the rest of us with common sense is out here like, well, yo, fam, like, where were you at the last 4 years? Like, you could have came to the table the last 4 years and not even had this happen. You said that you wasn't going to join NATO. The United States made an agreement with Russia saying that, yo, we won't even fuck with Ukraine. We won't even try to put them in NATO. We won't rock with them. We understand it's too close to your border and all that other shit, so we're not going to do that because we don't want to, you know what I'm saying? We know you're a nuclear strength. Like, we know that Russia got them, yo, they got them hitters out there. We know that. So, yo, we like, yeah, we're not going to do it. And then all of a sudden, these last 4 years, we decide we're going to do it anyway. Don't that sound familiar, though? Like, seriously, just think about the history of our nation here. Don't that sound familiar? They did the same thing to the people that were already here in order to create this sole United States that we call of America, yo. This shit was taken from people, yo. Much as we want to forget, that's fine, right? We got a lot of people that call themselves patriots. They love this country. And they love everything about it. But that's a part of what's about it. The shit was taken from people. The shit was stolen. Right? The things that happened to the people in order for this to be established was foul. And we're not even going to talk about it from how, throughout progression, things were even more terrible. Do you know that there are people right now in the South paying rent on land that they supposedly own? Like, they know that, but they won't do the research to find out that, yo, listen, the people that is selling off your property and all that other shit never bought it. They just took it from you. Like, yo. And I feel bad for a lot of people who think that the world revolves around the way that they think, to the point where they won't go out there and learn anything else. Because just talking about Ukraine and talking about all this stuff, it's more political, right? And I think that's what turns people off, because it sounds like it's political. But it's really not. It's got something to do. If the things do black out, right? You know, Obama made leave the world behind and all this other shit, right? So, you know, they put everything in movies. So let's just say, for the sake of that shit happened, shit blacked out for a little while and people had to rely on people. You wouldn't know who to trust out here because everybody's so against the other person. Like, but over nothing. Because, yo, either you rich or you not. And the people that are wealthy, that the real people that are wealthy, that do get along, they got shit going on that ain't going to affect them like the rest of us. But the rest of us we the ones that screaming and hollering racism the most, and be the ones that's willing to be in the streets fighting this shit. Y'all see these rallies that's been going on just over Doge? Like, motherfuckers is really ready to fight. Maxine Waters is 1,000 years old. She want to fight. She sat up there and told Elon, yo, come out here and stand before us. Let's talk to you. We gonna do. She 1,001 years old. Now, I know last week I was bugging, but I was like, yo, it's 300-year-old people out here cashing Social Security checks. How? And then I saw Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters, and I'm like, oh, I guess there is true. It's 300-year-olds out here that's wilding and ready to do everything they can to for what? For people not to know the truth? Like, that's weird shit, yo. That's some weird shit. Because technically, we shouldn't even be getting the income tax. They should get rid of the federal income tax, the state income tax, all completely. They need to get rid of the Department of Revenue in every state. And they also need to get rid of the motherfucking IRS. And I'm sorry, I know a lot of people that work for these places and they're like, yo, you trying to wish my job away. No, you are responsible for taking and ripping off the people because y'all pay taxes too. They ripped y'all off too. And y'all were, you know how many attitudes that people have gotten from people when they have to call just to ask some questions about, yo, what's going on? Where did this come from? Why y'all doing this? Where that? The people on the phone, the attitudes they gave you, like, yo, they didn't want to help you. They just setting it up. Like, if you're going to pay them not, we're going to garnish you anyway. We don't care. Like, the directives that go out to the people who answer the phone, when it comes down to the people, they don't regard us at all. Listen, the Department of Revenue, no matter what state you live in, they do not give a fuck. They're just like the DMV. The DMV gives no fucks. Like, you could go to the DMV, they're how you sit out there waiting all day long, and all they doing is back there having conversations with each other. They don't move with no sense of urgency. They could care less about what type of day you got set up. The reason why it takes you so long to get into a DMV where they booked out so far when you got to make an appointment is because they're slow. They don't work with no sense of urgency. Even when you go there, you can go there for a simple license renewal. It should not take you 8 months to get an appointment to go in there and get a license renewal. Like, it should be people in certain booths and certain stations set up. Like, yo, it's crazy to me. Yo, the DMV, all the people that work for places that say we're gonna take your shit anyway, they don't give a damn about you at all. They can care less. And those are the main people who we saying, y'all need to find another job. Definitely do. Get up out of there. Like, they need to get rid of all that. They need to close all that shit down. Right. We don't feel bad for y'all. If y'all don't feel bad for the people that call y'all, I'm not saying all of y'all don't. But damn, like, yo, they shouldn't be taxing us anyway. You got the states. Think about it. When the child tax credit come out, that comes from the federal. That don't come from the state. All the stuff that you're doing, all the taxes that you pay to live in the state that you live in, and they don't give you nothing for the child. Everything that you're doing for the child is within the state. You don't get the child tax credit from the state. You get it from the federal. You should be able to get it from both. If both are taking income tax from you, you should be able to get the child tax credit from both the state and federal. So if it's $2,000 per child for federal, it should be the same for state. I don't get it. You know how many people pay child support within the state and you cannot count that child? Like, you actually pay out child support. The mother do not have to, or the parent, whoever the parent is that's receiving it, don't have to claim the shit as income? Yo. We living in the twilight zone out here, yo, for real. And the reason why they've been able to get away with so much stuff is because people won't work together. It's just like your job right now. If inflation been going up and none of y'all been getting raises, if you're only getting raises based on merit, based on your yearly review and all this other shit, that's the only reason why you've gotten something extra. Not like you ain't had to deal with everything before your annual review and all this other shit. It's because the most of the majority of the people at a workplace, whatever these companies is, don't work together. They all scared. Because you think you're going to lose your job. If everybody worked together, be like, yo, we're not doing that. Look, you know how many, like during inclement weather, you know how many companies the building would be open and they would make you take your PTO days in order for you to save your life, but they won't close the building down? Like, yo, that shit crazy. And the PTO days is for you, so you can take personal time off. If there's inclement weather, that's not personal time. Because if anything happens to these people on their way to work, these companies are not going to pay for that funeral. They're not going to pay for that hospital bills. They're not going to pay for none of that. They're going to just treat it like, yo, that's what you were supposed to do. You're going to come to work or you're going to use a PTO. Or they will say, well, why didn't they just use their PTO? Like, yo, because they really need it for when they really need it. Not because the Mother Nature decided that she was going to snow today. That's not the reason why you gave them their personal time off. But so many people won't get together and go to their people because the chain of command is right there. You already know your windows, your tree 10, all the way up to the highest person. If everybody emailing that person, trust me, they're going to have to do something. But people won't come together. People won't work together. And that's where they got us. The same way they're going to keep us. Until people realize that we are the dummy, not them. They know that you guys are not going to work together. They know it. They understand it. You're not going to work together just because of your skin color. Y'all not going to work together just because you gay or straight. Y'all not going to work together because you're short or tall. They know that. So they keep playing everybody. So people keep going to work each and every day, just taking whatever it is given to them, and nobody cares. And nobody works together. You know what I mean? But that's what's terrible. Because, all right, in other news, let's think about this, about news, period. There's been a lot of people getting fired out here on these news outlets, right? MSNBC, NBC, they're going through a whole overhaul. They're getting rid of mad people, right? People who've been out there screaming the loudest against him and his presidency and he's a felon and he was Russia and all this other stuff. That's all they've been going hard on the whole time. They're not even reporting news. They're not reporting things like we need to know. Like, no matter what side you're on, they still need to know that you've been sending checks, hundreds of millions of dollars, to people who are 300 years old. Like, why wouldn't you be reporting on that? Like, instead of reporting on the person, they reporting on the person that found it. So Joy Reid lost her job. And I just remember, and you know how many, I see so many black women too out here on social media. Oh, it's racist. It's because this, that, and the third. This because of DEI. DEI, yo. Show me who benefited from DEI that was black. Like, where are the black people that benefited from DEI that wasn't transgender? What black people, where? DEI, the people who benefit, or the person or the group that benefited the most off of DEI was white women. I don't understand. Caucasian women, whatever you want to call it. Like, they were the ones that were able to really use DEI to their advantage in order to move up. It was not y'all at all. Regardless of what the Democrats are yelling, regardless of what anybody is yelling, the DEI didn't work for y'all. You got Pastor Jamal Bryant out here telling people that they are all these jigaboos and all this other shit because they went to the White House for a Black History event, when he was the one that told people before he even got in there that if he got in there, he was going to abolish Black History, and then only to then turn around and tell people that they were jigaboos for going to the Black History event. Yo, that shit is whack. And then they wonder why religion is just completely falling off. Because of people like him. And so many people get moved by this so-called racist ideology, especially with the DEI thing, that they really think that they're standing on something. And his ass is out here telling people they need to be boycotting Target and shit. Like, why is that our thing? Because we ain't nothing but some spenders out here in this world. We don't own nothing. So all we do is spend money. So that's what we can do. We can boycott. Because we feel like that's what's going to hurt everybody. We're not going to spend our money there. Like, people still not going to go shop there because you don't. Like, who cares? Like, where's your supermarket? Where's your Target? Well, my bad. Let's say you want to have your own. Call it Bullseye. Where's Bullseye at? I don't know. They got Food Lions. They don't have that no more. Where's Food Tiger? Where's it at? Y'all talking about boycotting instead of saying change the industry, change the game. Y'all still sitting up here talking about I ain't gonna spend my money. It's so stupid to hear people say that. It's just dumb because it's black products in these stores that y'all are saying no, that's not in there. They didn't take their shit off the shelf. Y'all all got mad. All these people got mad, and some of them people took their own shit off the shelf. When in reality, what everybody should have done is, if you really want to do something, you will find all of the places where the products that are black or whatever you want to call it, and go support them. That would have been the thing to do. Not sit up here and say I'm a boycott Walmart when you know that it's a bunch of black brands in Walmart. How you go, because they said DEI, good. You should be okay. You should be happy that DEI is gone. Now you ain't gotta be the fifth to get looked at. as a black or brown person. Because when DEI was in effect, you were the fifth person. You was the fifth choice. And then some people were only getting chose because of how they looked. They wasn't smart. Because that's why Joy Reid getting fired. That's why all of other black anchors and stuff like that is getting fired. Because you were a puppet. Like, you didn't bring any value. All you did was regurgitate and try to make... Joy Reid really lost it whenever she tried to justify the fact of a book about a young boy being molested by his family member and them teaching each other how to have homosexual sex was supposed to be a book that should be taught in elementary school. She was arguing with mothers against that, saying that, yo, this book should be in school. Like, she bugging. Like, there's no way that we should be accepting child molestation in a way where we could glorify it. No, that's not something that whoever that person that wrote that book, whoever the uncle was, or whoever the person that was in the book that was doing these things to these people, they ass should have been arrested. It should have been, that thing should have happened. It should not be a thing that you're going to talk about it from that perspective in order to get elementary school kids to look. That's really bugging. So she set up her own self. And it's a lot more coming. Trust me, yo. It's a lot more of them coming, yo. They wilding out here, yo. Like, I don't get it. We are living in the Twilight Zone for real. And that's just the bottom line. You got so many different ways that we have been affected by people that we, based on questions that we don't ask. Like, I've heard people have conversations about, yo, IRS is a joke. They garnishing me. They do all this other shit. I went through it myself, right? But yet, I wouldn't be able to get 10 people to rally with me to go up there and start sending emails or start, you know, pressing these people about why they doing that. Really open up the books. Order. Let me see. Open up the books and show me how you got to the point where you said, I owe you this. Right? But we won't do that. We'll collectively come together and we'll put our money together on a bottle, but we won't come in together and put our money together on lawyers or whatever that we need to go in and forensic, investigators to go in there and audit the auditors, right? Because we can get auditors to audit the auditor. That's what they doing with those, is auditors auditing the auditors. We can do the same thing. The exact same thing. We don't have to sit back and say to ourselves, like, yo, we just gonna take it anymore. We don't have to do that. We can all put our heads together and figure out a way to combat whatever we have to face out here as far as a community is concerned. We all gonna have to face the same situations in the community. It don't matter about your personal differences. It don't matter what language you speak. Yo, if you are here and you're living in an area and all of you guys make up the area, no matter what that zip code is, it need to be a way that you guys figure out how to work together to get the things that you want, because you can get the things that you want. You just got to be willing to work together. And that goes more so for people in relationships and families. Work together. Like, yo, if you work together, it'll be less. Don't worry about how the price of eggs. You just might need more people chipping in on the eggs. It's still less for you as one person. If eggs is $30, right? You need to be three of y'all chipping in 10 apiece versus it just being one person buying one dozen for $30. That's the point. Let's chip in. That way, if I'm going to spend 30, you going to spend 30, you going to spend 30, then shit, we got three dozen of eggs in here instead of just one now. The power of work together is real. The power of conglomerate is real. The power of enterprise is real. And I hope all of y'all out there really pay attention, man, and really dive into it, right? Don't be afraid to really look at your neighbor. And I don't mean your neighbor as in the person that lives right next door to you. It could be a group of people that you know from other places that y'all get together, that y'all could work together and put together. Y'all could be considered neighbors too. Well, y'all could get together and figure out a way to get to a bag, yo. Change your life. Change your perspective. Don't just get up and do the same routine each and every day and just waiting on somebody to give you something. Put your heads together and then get to work. I mean, let's do it, right? There's no excuse. I don't care who you are, what age you are. I don't care how good you are in your one job. If you only got one job, that's as close to having none. I don't care how much money you got in your 401k, your savings. None of that shit matters. Right? Because if they do knock out the grid for some reason and all the things that are digital are out, computers, cell phones, and all that other shit, what good is that going to do you anyway that you got a bunch of, and you got, none of that's going to do you no good if you don't have people around you that got a certain set of skills, a person who can't build a fucking fire, a person who don't know how to put a worm on a hook if they got to go out there and get some fish, or a person that don't know how to light a grill. Like, there's people out here who can't do all that. And there's people out here who are really alone, and they feel like they just so happy and they're alone. And they're going to be the main ones. If all this shit go out, they should have got with other people. Look, a lot of y'all are letting the wrong shit get between y'all and your families and y'all relationships. Y'all let the wrong thing get in between y'all. Y'all need to find ways that you can work together. I understand about the village thing. Most of y'all, they don't get the village thing. I hear so many people talking stupid. I'm territorial. I'm this. I'm that. They got all these different insecurities about life. But when it comes down to it, nobody is thinking about the what if. Because if you was thinking about the what if, you know that you can't do certain shit. And you know you can't do it alone. But I'm going to leave it at that. Because, you know, we got to make sure that we continue to give y'all the news. We got to give y'all this information. And I hope all of y'all out there do some investigation. Right? Get out here, do some investigation. Anything that I've said tonight, go out there and look on your own. All right? They're allowing independent media to be in the news house, the White House presses and stuff like that. Press briefs. Right. Of course, you're going to have to build your platforms up. You're going to have a certain amount of following and all these things, because, look, it's only right. Right. Because they want to make sure, that they got an audience for the information and the question that you're going to ask, so the information can get out to the people. Right. So let's get down to it. Y'all like this platform? Y'all know what to do. Subscribe to the channel. Right. Make sure when y'all see the clips, like and subscribe, make comments and all that other shit. Yo, we lit. All right, we can keep it going, and we can keep going, and we can get this information out, because the number one thing that stops anybody is information. If you got the information, you can make it happen. If you know what to do, you can do what to do, right? You just got to know what to do, so let's do it, all right? So with that being said, we got to make sure, because next week we're going to talk about a little bit of something else. We're going to talk about these salaries and how all these things be jumping. I got guests next week, right? But we're going to keep it going. I want all of you guys out there to stay safe out there. Make sure y'all hold it down. Do not be, don't be so easily riled up. Control your emotions. Emotional intelligence is something that we all got to face. It's not just men. Men and women, human beings, all of us got to figure out ways to use emotional intelligence, not be able to be riled up by our emotions. And just because a person look like us don't mean that they're going to do right by us. We got to remember that dumb shit right there, y'all. Just because they look like us don't mean they're going to do right by us. We can't get behind everybody that look like us that's screaming and hollering about something. We're going to have to get some information and figure it out. Because I'm telling you, in every revolution that has ever taken place, people had to work together. I thought about this, right? Because Pastor Jamal Bryant made a comparison, and I'm going to say this before I leave. He said that Harriet Tubman, he said, for all the people that went to the White House for the Black History event that were Black, he said, those are the people that Harriet Tubman would have shot. As if to say, she came to get people and help free the people, right, up the Mississippi. But the people who he was saying that went to this Black History event would have been the people that she would have shot. Like, yo, I'm not even going to try to take y'all. Pow, pow, pow. Y'all just need to die because y'all going. And damn, y'all, I hate that. That's what he would say. Because even with Harriet Tubman, the way that she was able to move people up the Mississippi, remember, they had to have places that they had to stash themselves, because they can only move at certain times of the day, certain times at night. So in the daytime, these people couldn't be seen. So who the hell you think who had houses, just think about that, who these people who hide in their basements and shit until nightfall in order for them to keep going. It was white people. It was so many different groups and sets of white people that helped out during that whole exodus that Harriet Tubman was responsible for leading. You know how many white people that they had to have on deck to help that, to really make sure that that went on? Because it wasn't like they could get from Mississippi and all these other places, Alabama, all these places that they were getting from when people were going up to Mississippi. They couldn't get to these states just in a day. Remember, they had to go all the way up north. They had to make it past Virginia. That's not a day, especially not walking. They wasn't on horses and cars and shit. They had to walk, run, walk, jog, whatever they had to do. They had to trek their way there. They wasn't just walking in a straight line following the river. They had to have some allies in order for them to be able to make it. Stop, pause, rest, take a break, get something to eat. Then, boom, get back on it. Kids, children. Like, yo, they had to do this in a certain way. They had to have help. So every revolution that we could think of, it's always been white people that was right there with us. So I don't know. Maybe he shouldn't have used her for an analogy, but the people who were cheering and screaming whenever he said that were the same group of people who probably never picked up a book in their life outside of the Bible. Because most of them, all they can do is be cite scripture. But anyway, thank y'all for watching. There's a lot of y'all that jumped on. Thank y'all so much. I appreciate y'all even rocking with me when y'all know I ain't got no guests and all that other shit still giving me y'all ear. I definitely appreciate y'all. Let's be on the lookout. Remember, keep paying attention. Go on X and all these other platforms. If you see that they got videos, hashtag no federal income tax, no state income tax. Let's create a movement. Let's create these hashtags. Let's keep going. Create commentary behind it. You can put one or two words. You can put emojis up there. It don't matter. Let's get to it, y'all. I bet. Let's change the narrative. Let's show the people that we really mean what we say. And we're working together. We don't want this no more. We want that change. Because if y'all gonna come destroy the world, that's fine. Until that day, we gonna keep fighting for the freedom that we want. Right? Excuse me. So let's work. Double shout out to all of y'all. Double shout out to all the people that download the audio version. And y'all know, like I say, each and every week, don't forget, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So until next week, y'all hold it down out there. And again, I'm going to say peace.